says in the base of the Aleph that Chazal was talking that a besula should get married on Wednesday. Because Shachtu Chachan Malchachon has been Osiso Sheh Tareh Besula Shlosh Yomim Ve'achakach Konsa. Mitzad Mashkin Lebezdim, Mitzad Ekuredaita Tainas Besulim, she could have gotten married either on Wednesday or on Sunday because the Bezdin is Yoshe both on Sheni and Chamishi. But Mitzad Shoktu, because the Chachamim added, they were diligent, the Chachamim has been Os Yisrael, that the Chosin would be Perea Besuda Yimoyamim, he prepared for all the Sudas, the Suda Bechasana, the Suda Symbolic of Sheva Brachas, and that's why they said Bedafka, they should get married on Wednesday, not on Sunday. Comes the Gemara and adds to that, V'achshav sheshaninu shoktu, Ozda sheshaninu higiyazman v'lanitzu ochlos mishlo v'ochlos mishumam, higiyazman v'echav v'shabes, mito sheni ochel lichnos in omalo l'mezons. The Mishnah Dafnan Zayin says that higiyazman v'lanitzu, the time for Nisuan arrived, the 12 months were completed on Sunday, let's say. Right? So, he can't be kosher. If Higiyazman on Wednesday, so that's the regular Mishnah. Higiyazman below Nisan. Higiyazman on Wednesday, where they can be Konis, they can do Nisuin. And let's say the Chosin says, I don't want to do it, I want to wait another week. So then he has to feed her, he has to give her the Zonos, and she can eat Betruma. But if Higiyazman be'echad b'Shabbos, says the Gemara, since that's the time that the Chachan will allow you to get married, they tell you that you have to wait till Wednesday, so then he doesn't have to give her Mizonos. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, oh, so then the Gemara continues. Let's add one point. Lefika chalahu o shechol sehi o shefir sanida ena mala lamazonas. Not only if he gives man be'echa b'shabes, but even if chalahu chol sehi, even if there's another onus. It's not just an onus v'takanta d'rabona, but even onus v'onsa d'nafshei, and onus mitzido, and onus mitzido. He doesn't give him his onus in that case either. All onsim, abachada, machta, machten, we put them all together. The question is why? Why should we put all of the onsim together? Dishlama onas betakanta derabbanan. If the reason why they can't get married is because Chazal told them that they can't get married, they have to wait till Wednesday. That I understand. Why should we penalize him? Right? Why should he have to give mizonos? Right? He doesn't have to give mizonos because he's honest with Akanta de Rabona. But if he's honest bones, then Afshe, the equal is mitzido. He's the source of the problems. If he's the source of the problem, why shouldn't he have to give mizonos? So the answer we suggest is that it's all about knas. Maybe the reason why Higiyazman v'lo nisu ochlos mishalo, in a regular case where Higiyazman Wednesday, where the Rabbanan are not stopping him from getting married, but he, of his own volition, the Chosin says, I don't want to get married, I want to wait another week. So then he has to give Mizonos. Why? So he suggested maybe the reason is because of Knas. And it's similar to Yavam. We know that the Yavam, either Eslu Yivam or Chalitza, let's say after the 3 months, they have to wait 3 months anyway. Hachana. So if after the 3 months, he's not doing anything. He's dragging around, so the Yavama is nervous that she's not getting a husband. If he's not going to leave him, she wants to marry someone else. So she brings him to Beis Din. Amad Bedin. If Amad Bedin ubarach, so then the halacha is, and Bryson Yavama says that he has to give his own oster, he has to feed her. Why does he have to do that? So Rashi there explains that it's because of a knas. We're kones the Yavam because we want to put pressure on him. We penalize him to give him his own oster, to put pressure on him so he'll do something. He doesn't have to marry her. He can do chalitza. He's got to do something. And that's why, as Tosfos points out in Dafkov Zayin of Avezin Ksubis, that's why from the Mashmos of Rashi you get the impression that Dafke of the Yavam is Borach as opposed to Cholo. He gets sick, so then we're not going to penalize him. That's an Ones. He's not doing that of his own volition, so then the Knas doesn't apply. We don't penalize people if they're the Ones, only if they're Poshea. So we suggest that maybe the same is true here. Higiyaz Mavalonism. The Kiddushan took place. Now it's Higiyazman for the Nisun, below Nisun. Ochos Mishalo, why? Why does he have to give his onus? It could be, it's a Knas. If it's a Knas, then we understand why all the Onsim are Bechada Machta Machtin. We put the Onsim together. It's not just Onus with Akanta de Rabona, but even if Onus be Onsa de Nafshe, even if Cholohu, he's sick. Okay, the Ikuv might be Mitzido. The thing preventing them from getting married might it might be because of him that they're not getting married. It's an onus mitzido chala, but it's not his fault. He's not poshea. It might be because of him, but he's not a poshea. So as long as he's not a poshea, we're not going to give him the knas. If he doesn't want to get married on Wednesday and he's not a cholas, he's a poshea, so then we're going to put a knas on him and penalize him, push him. But if he's an ones, either ones b'takan de rabban or even ones b'onsa de nafshe, if he's chola, he's not a poshea. If he's not a poshea, then we're not going to put the knas. This is what we suggested to explain the Lishna Kam. The problem is, there's a Lishna Batsu here. There's another Lashon too. Ika deboi lo mibayim. Some had a shayla. Cholo hu mahu. What's the din of cholo? They weren't sure. They didn't think that cholo was, it was so obvious, cholo should be the same as onis, but that can't be their avon. Cholo hu mahu. Hazel tam amai mishim da onis, vahanami ha onis. Should we say that all onsim are together? Adil mahasim onis, but that can't be their avon. Hazel tam amai mishim da onis, maybe honest with the kant of the rabbonin is different than honest with honest with the nafshe. So how do we understand that topic in the Lishna Bas? The first tzad in the Lishna Bas is great. All the onsim come together because he gives mevul an isu ochos mishalo is based on a knas. So if it's an ones, we can't consent it because he's not a poshaya. So what's the second tzad in the Lishna Bas is saying? Why should I distinguish? Why should I say honest with the kant of the rabbonin? No. Onus with the Rabbi, he doesn't have to give his onus. But onus bones with the nafshe, then he doesn't have to give his onus. So some of the Achmanim want to suggest that maybe the suffix in the Lishna Kamma hinges on the fundamental question as to why Yigiyaz Mabal Onisu is Oklos Mishomo. What haka is the reason? Till now we've assumed it's knas, but who says? Not so clear that that should be the reason. What could be the reason? What could be the reason why Ochlos Mishalo by Higiyaz Man below Nisim? In a classical case, Higiyaz Man Bedalet B'Shabes below Nisim, the Chosin doesn't want to marry. Yes, young. Sorry, you raising him? Okay. Not Knas, but rather what? Higiyaz Man. Therefore what? Maybe the Nisim, the Rabbanan, not Pakachal. The Birkas Shmuel and Rav Shach, they both suggest that you can clarify Chakira. Why exactly is the Yigiyaz Man Velo Nisu Ochlos Mishalo? Is it just the Knas? They're not Nisuos Zelozeh. The Nisuan isn't Chal. The Natarit certainly isn't Chal. The Natarit's only Chal when? If the Eishas Ish is? Vei Sabal. If Nichnas Alochupo, or this Yichud, there's got to be some Maisa to do Nisu. But maybe the Takana de Rabbanan is that after 12 months, we treat it as though there is Nisu. And even without Nichnas Salachuba, the Ishus Midirabonon is completed. Gomru HaNisuin. Whether you like it or not, Gomru HaNisuin. They're completed. That's the Takona de Rabbanan. That he hears man, the Ishus is Chal. Nisuin is Chal. Not because of a Knas. The Ishus is Chal. Memela he has to feed her. Just like a regular Nisu of a Beis HaBaal, the Baal has to give him his onus. He has to feed her. He has mavelonis, so he also has to feed her, not because of a knas, but because midirabonan, the ishus is chal, that the nisuin is going to be chal. So if that's the case, then we understand that even if he's honest ba'onsa de nafshe, even if he's not a hoshea, so what? So what? If he's honest b'takanta de rabonan, if it's higiyazman b'dalet b'shabes, if higiyazman b'echad b'shabes, he's honest b'takanta de rabonan, so then he doesn't have to give mizonos. Why? Why? Because if the takana de rabbanan is that they should only get married on Wednesday, then if higiyah zman be'echa b'shabbos, it's like lo higiyah hazman. The chachamim made it as if it's lo higiyah hazman. If higiyah hazman in the sense that the 12 months are finished, but because the chachamim delay the zman for the nisun, they say they can't get married on Sunday, they have to wait till Wednesday, it's like lo higiyah hazman. So nothing happened. The chalos nisuma didn't take place. That's onus b'takanta de rabbana. But if he's onus b'onsa de nafshe, albeit he's not a posheya, he's cholo, he's sick, he can't get married. Albeit he's not a posheya, so a knas can't apply to him. But maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe the reason why he gives mavul nisu ochlos mishalo is because midrabbana chazal instituted that if he gives man, then he's not a chal. That's it. The Nisuin Achal. So if the nisuin achala, it doesn't matter whether he's an ones or he's a posheya, he's going to be chayav in mizonos anyway. That's the suggestion that someone had made. Yes?
Is mizonos a fiyah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan?
It's a machlokas. There are two days later in the Gemara. Machlokas tanoim. There's that Gemara. Two days in the Braisa and that Memzayat in the base, where the Mizonas are Daraisa, they're only Drabban. Who said, who on this daf quotes a day that it's Drabban? You notice? Rashi. Rashi assumes that it's only a Chiyav Midrabban. Habal Chai be Mizonos Ishto Vitakonas Vezde, Lekaman be Perek Nara. Takonas Bezdin sounds like it's a Din Rabbana. If you look carefully at that Gemara, and he quotes Memvav and Mebeis, if you look at Memches and Memzayin and Mebeis, it's actually a Machlokas Tanoim. It could be Darais. It's interesting. Rashi quotes the other Shita. Quotes only one of the Shitas. It's a Shaila. Okay?
Would that make a difference?
Why should that make a difference? No one's saying that the Chiyah Mazonas is going to be Darais by Higiyah Zman below Nisim. Right, Chazal la Masake, right? Midrabanan, if the Ishus is Chal, so Midrabanan will have a Chiyav Mizonos. It's not going to be a Chiyav Daraisa, that's clear. Without the Beis Haval, it's not going to be a Chiyav Daraisa anyway. Okay. So someone has suggested that actually this Pshat, that Higiyah Tambal Nisu is Opus Mishalom, because the Nisuan is Chal, not because of Knas, it could be that Rashi holds of such a Sheep. Rashi alludes to such a Sheep. How so? The Rashi that we just read. What does Rashi say? Ochos mishalo, shabal chai ben zonas ishto mitachonas bezdin kiva kamon. Ochos mishalo, Rashi explains, is a chiv of mizonas. The Baal has to give mizonas to his wife. Think about it. At first glance, the whole Rashi is shivar. As we just pointed out, first of all, what's difficult, that Rashi picks on the shita that mizonas is only a chiv d'rabbanan. There is a day that holds that it's the raisa. In fact, looking at the maskana of the Gemara, you look at all the braises over there, it's even more mistaber that it's the raisa. Memedayek from the toast, from the toastus and daf memches of an aleph, that there is one shita that holds the rabbanon, but the pasha pshat is that it's really the raisa. It's just weird that Rashi picks on this one shita, and it's interesting. But what's even more strange about the Rashi is that why does Rashi make this statement? Lechora, the reason why Higiyazman, if you say Higiyazman Bolonisu, Ochlos Mishalo is because of a Knas, it doesn't matter that a Baal is Chayav in Mizonos Ishto. That's not the reason why Higiyazman Bolonisu is Ochlos Mishalo. It happens to be true that a Baal who goes through with Nisuin, he does the Chuppah, does the Yichud, will be Chayav in Mizonos Ishto. But that's not what Rashi is going on. Rashi is going on the Mishnah, Daflin Zayin. Mishnah Daflin Zayin says, we give the Besula, they give the chassan 12 months to prepare themselves. Yezma v'lonisu, ochlos mishalo. Why? Why? Because a baal is chayib and mizonos ishto? No, they're not married. She's not a nesua. So why is that the reason that Rashi quotes? It's fair. That's a very strange Rashi. You pick up on that? It's a strange Rashi. Why does Rashi say that? But Ochlos Mishalo by Yigiyaz Mandalo Nisu is because the Baal is Chayib in Mizonas Ishto? That's not the reason. Isn't the reason because of the Knas? That he decided not to marry her. Yigiyaz Mandalo Nisu. Some of the Achronim suggest that in light of the Bikr Shmuel's Pshat, Rashi is very good. Because if you assume that Yigiyaz Mandalo Nisu, Ochlos Mishalo, is not because of a knas, but rather midrabanan. Chazal treated that if he gives man then he suin achal midrabanan. And then Rashi is mamish beautiful. Rashi is saying since a baal is mechuyav b'mizonos ishto, he gives man is like he's a baal. It's like the full nisuin. It's only midrabanan. Right? In the Torah, there's still not nisuin zulazu. Midrabanan though, Chazal treated as though there's a nisuin once this he gives man. If you assume that Higiyazman Velonisu, the reason why he's high to give him his is because Chazal treated like the Nisuan have been consummated, so then we understand perfectly what Rashi is saying. Baal is high in his own Ishto. But Higiyazman Velonisu, it's like he's a Baal, it's like he's a Nisuan. That's why, Ochos Mishalom. It's beautiful according to the Rekashim. Rashi is beautiful. What would emerge then, according to this Rashi, is that Rashi distinguishes between what and what? Between Yigiyas Mabel and Issa and what? Yavam. Exactly. Because by Yavam, Rashi writes in Yavam HaSandach and Malach HaMadbeis, the reason why Yama B'dinu Barach, he's hiding the Zonos, is because of Knas. In fact, it makes a lot of sense. Right? It makes a lot of sense. The Yavam and the Yavama, they might be Zika, but there's no real relationship between them. There's no Eris. It's not a real Eris. It's not like an Arusa. Right? And what exactly happened? It's not like Higiyas Man. It's not like Higiyas Man. There is no idea of Higiyas Man by Yavam. It's just she's getting itchy. She's impatient. So she pushes him to Bezdin. So because Amad Bedin, that's called Higiyas Man, now there's an Nisuin between the two of them? That's a little strange. After all, he can sever the whole relationship of Zika with Chalitza. He doesn't even need a get. So to say that there's a full Nisuin just because Amad Bedin, by Yavam, that's a little bit difficult. Much more logical to say that by Yavam, everyone says that the reason why he has to give Mizonos by Amad Bedin Ubarach is because of the Knas. But Rashi might distinguish and say, that's by Yavam. But by Arusa, Gizma Melonisu, Ochos Mishalo, it's not because of the Knas, but rather it's like there's a Chalos Nisu in the Rabbanah. It's as if they're married, and because of that, then there's going to be a Chiyah to give Mizonos. Love it over. There's a level of nisuin that has been achieved enough that you have to give mizonos. We'll see. It could be enough gemina for other things as well. There could be other halachas that might change as a result of this. But Higiyas Man v'lo nisuin, mizonos are definitely the rabbon. It's not the rabbon. I think there are more Tanoim on Dr. Zion of the days that say Daraisa.
Isn't it
the whole... So? They quote Psukim there. They were Misakim at Masi Adayim Pakas. It could be the Masi Adayim go to the Baal Midrabbanan, but the Mizonos might go to the woman in HaTorah. Right? She'era Ksusa, right? It sounds like it's Daraisa. The fact that Masi Adayim go to the Baal, so that was tit for tat. Tachas the Mizonos, Chazal, with Mesakin, as Masi then go to the Baal. That could be a Takana Drachma. Okay. So it could be that this is Gufo, what the Lishna Basu was mistopic about. That was the sub. You want to say something? Yes.
First of all, you should have pointed out that in the last year of Masu,
we're going to get to that. Don't point it out yet.
Right.
Thank you.
I was going to ask also just what the suffix of the Shiloh is in the Gemara.
Okay, let's take it slow. Okay, that's where I'm going. Hoshan?
How does Rashi read the Lashon Kama?
So that's a good point. So you could say one of two things. Either you could say that within the Lashon Kama, Rashi admitted that it's only Midin Knas, but he's alluding to the Maskana, he's alluding to the Lishna Basa, which the Gemara spends more time on. So maybe Rashi feels that he wants to hint to what the Lishna Basa might be saying. Could say that. That the Lishna Kama really holds Knas, and the Lishna Basra entertains this new possibility that maybe it's not a Knas, but rather it's some Nisuin Dirabbanan. And the other way is to explain Rashi, here it gets a little complicated. Right? The other way is to explain the way that David O and David G were saying during Seder. That is, that maybe Taka, even within the Lishna Kama, this is not the way that we explained before, maybe within the Lishna Kama as well, we can say that Higiyas Man v'lo Nisu, Ochos Mishalo, is not because of the Knas, but rather it's because it's an Isu in the Rabbana. But within the Lishna Kama, we're assuming that if Cholahu or Cholsahi, if there's some kind of Ikuv that makes them not Ro'i for Nisuin, if they can't get married, the person is sick enough that it's not shy, they can't live together. If Nisuin are not shayach, maybe the Lishna Kama felt that Chazal were not misaken with Hagasman that the Nisuin are going to be chal. And that's the difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. Not that the Lishna Kama held Knas and the Lishna Basra had a suffix. Is it Nisuin derabbanan or Knas? But rather, the Lishna Kama also held it's not a nisuin derabon. It's not knas. I have a nisuin derabonan, so why should I say by chola who and chol sehi he doesn't have to give mizonos? By onos b'takanta derabonan. So there I understand it's not higiyah zman. Right? But if it's not onos b'takanta derabonan, it is higiyah zman. So why by chola who chol sehi doesn't have to give mizonos? Could be that if it's not shayach to do nisuin, it's not that of his own volition, the chassan is saying, I don't want to do nisuin. But it's not shayach to do nisuin, they're not roi for the nisuin. So maybe chazal went out masakin that the nisuin achal. Maybe that's the chiddush of the lishna kama. And David's pointed out to me that actually the Rambam Hilchos Ishus sounds like this. I forgot to bring a Rambam, but you look at the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Yutes. He has such a lashon like that. He says, "Lefika chala hu, ochol sehi, not roy l'nisuin." He doesn't have to give mezonos. It sounds like the issue is that they're not roy for this. So what does that have to do with anything? It's knas. You should say it's not his fault. So you see a little bit from the Rambam. It's a beautiful diuk. See a little bit from the Rambam that the reason why chala hu ochol sehi, there's no chi of mezonos is because it's not hagazman. There's no nisuin derabonan because it's not shayach to do nisuin. So Chazal would never institute such a nisuin. Efshim can zogin as that. It's a very beautiful pshat. Yeah.
I think the Brit Shmuel says at first that
Lishna
Kama is going like explains
that as a knas. Okay, that's the Bosh of pshat, right? So I'm negotiating over here. I'm trying to make everyone happy. Right? There certainly are different possibilities within the Rambam. Within the Rambam, I'm not sure that the Brit Shmuel is pshat. So glad. Right? But, you know, Efshim, it's certainly a possibility. I think there are two possibilities within the Lishna Kama, as we describe. Okay. So, the Suffolk, who takes the second, who says that the Suffolk in the Lishna Bat, let's go back to Lishna Basana, right? So, within the Lishna Kama, we had the two Pshat. Let's go back to our simple Pshat. Let's go back to the Birkas Shmuel, to Eitan's Pshat in the Lishna Kama. Okay, let's keep it simple, because it just sets up, you know, easy. It sets up, you know, more nicely this way. The Lishna Kama, let's say, holds knas. Like Yovah. Knas. Knas? So then, if it's not his fault, then we're not going to cancel him. That's why he doesn't have to give mizonos of cholah. Why does the Lishna Basra entertain the possibility even cholah does a chi of mizonos? Because the Lishna Basra is mistapik. Why he gives avlo nisu is ochlos mishalo. Is it because of knas, or is it because it's an isu in drabon? Who says that? Who gives this pshat in the Lishna Basra? That's the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes explains it through. Mamash, he says the whole thing. He asks the Kasha, why should I distinguish, why should I say that Cholahu is worse than Onus B'Takata D'Rabbanan? He says, in fact, onus bidei shamayim is an onus godol yoser may onus the takanta. Bidei shamayim cholahu, he wasn't in control. He got sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him get sick. That's even a bigger onus. So why should he be penalized? Why should he have to give mizonos? It says the Shita Mekubetzes, v'li tam l'shpach ika l'chale. He has a, it's no sin tam l'shpach. He has a, just to connect all the kashras and put this all together, right? He says, I have a reason to be mechale. Dechionis b'takanta derabonan nishemachi enamala lamezonos. Deotnani yizman v'chule. What does that mean? The Mishnah says yizman v'lonisu ochlos nishalom. So yizman means that the time has come. But if he's honest b'takanta derabonan zok deshita habalei ki'ilu lo yizman alom deshishita. It's as if the zman hasn't come. It's not yizman. It's like lo higiyazman. Abul Chola says the Shita Mekubetzes says Chola who shaper higiyazman. Ela shemachmosu b'sibas cholyo nisakev milichnos. But if Chola who is higiyazman, it's just the ikov. He's Mu'ukav because of his holy, but it is Igiyazman. It's not honest with that kind of the Rabban. It's like Igiyazman. Hilgach Yalala Mizonos. Therefore, skipping a little bit, Yalala Mizonos, he's Mechuyev to give him Mizonos. What's Pshat? Shinu Mabasis is saying that the difference between Onus with Takanda the Rabban and Onus Baotsu the Nafshi is whether it's Higiyazman. What do I mean whether it's Higiyazman? Isn't the issue, isn't she Ochlos Mishalo because of Knas? Let's mention the word Knas Bechlam. It doesn't come up in the Sheet. The answer is the Sheet is explaining the Lishna Basra that the Safek is maybe Knas is not the operative principle here. Maybe Ochlos Mishalo is not because of a Knas. But rather it's like Higiyazman. The Nisuan Achal the Rabbanan. So then it's all a function of who's the Ma'akev. If the Ma'akev is the Takata de Rabbana, then it's not Igiyazman. If the Ma'akev is the Chosan, it is Igiyazman. And then Memeil, of course he has to give his zonas, because it's like Midrabbanan, the Nisu and Achal, so then there's a Chiyah to give his zonas. That's Pshat in the Lishna and Bas. So now, how does the Gemara continue? That's Eitan's next kashya, right? How does the Gemara continue? What's the next suffix in the Gemara? Chalsahi. What does the Gemara say? What's it doing, Chol Sahi? Can he say, I'm ready to do it? I'm ready to get married? So therefore, he's not going to give his own. So can she say, Nistach Vasadei? What does that mean? What is the Gemara saying? At first glance, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that maybe if the Ikuv is Mitzad the Isha, then she can claim, he can claim, I don't want to give you Mazonos, it's your fault, it's your problem. It's your problem, not your fault. It's not her fault, it's an Ones, she's only Chalsa, but it's Mitzida, it's because of her. So maybe if the reason why they can't get married is because of her, then the chassan can say, I don't want to give mizonos. Or maybe nistach posadeh, she can say, it's your mazel. Your mazel. Your mazel. What does that have to do with the previous suffix in the Lishna Basra, according to the Shita Mekubetzes? The previous Lashon is saying that we want to know what he gives mavlo nisu, ochos mishalo, is based on, is it based on knas, or is it based on achalos nisu and birabonan? So now, what are we saying? What side are we going with now? So now we have a new suffix about Chol Sahi. By Chol Sahi, what's the din? What's the suffix? Stach v'sadeu. The ikuv is mitzad v'isha. What does that do with anything? What's... If there's a chalos nisuin, so then there should be a chalos nisuin. Why should it... What's the suffix about Chol Sahi? So it says Rashi a fascinating statement. Stach v'sadeu. What do the words mean, first of all? Loshon motor sochef. Nishtu v'sadchon. Your field was flooded. Klomer mazol chagora. It's as if to say your mazel was goreh. It's your bad luck. Mehayom ani mutelas alecha lozon. From now, I'm your responsibility to feed me. Right? It's your responsibility to give me the zonos. Rashi's loshon is a little motna. What's strange about Rashi? What should the Rashi say, Shlomo? Shalom, I'm sorry. Well, that's good. That's the lashon of the Nistach v'sadeu is coming to say that even though the ikuv is because of the woman, she can say mazal chagoram. So we don't look at it as an ikuv mitzidi. Look, the poshim shad in this suffix of the Lishna Basra Chol Sahi is: do we look at it as an ikuv mitzad the woman, or do we look at it as an ikuv mitzad the man? Who's preventing? The poshim shad you'd say Chol Sahi is an ikuv mitzad the woman. Nistach v'sadeu comes along and says no. We look at it as the ikuv mitzad the man because it's his bad nasa. But the question is, how does that relate to the Birka Shmuel's pshat in the Lishna Basra? In the first suffix of the Lishna Basra. This is the second suffix, and we're saying, V'imtim tzilom achalohu malolam azonos, which sounds like we're taking the approach of Nisuin, that there's a chalos Nisuin derabon, not just knas. So what's this suffix? So comes Rashi and says something very interesting. He says, look, mehayom ani mutelas olecha lozon. From now on, from today, it's your responsibility to give me mazonos. So therefore, nistach v'sadcha. Therefore, mazal chagara. What's the problem with the Rashi? Rashi seems to be putting the cart before the horse. He's putting the cause before the effect. What should the Rashi have said? Rashi should have said, stach v'sadcha, mazal chagara. Therefore, today you're chayav to give me mazonos. It's not that the given is today you're chayev to give me mizonos. You're chayev for some reason. And therefore, now that we can't get married, that's your problem. Mazol chagaram, it's your bad luck. It sounds like there's some external reason why the chosn is chayev to give mizonos in such a case. And as a result of this, now that chol sahishi can say, well, it's your mazel, your bad mazel, that cause that you're going to lose out. What kind of a svar is that? That's what the Ramban picked up on. Ramban is this kasha on Rashi. Dr. Ramban, perish nestachva sadeh, kachu, avo bishenen nasti ani, even though I'm the one who has the onus, I'm the one who's preventing on nisuin, kevin shein ha'akova midayiti ala anusa ani, since the akova is not midayiti, it's not of my volition, I'm not doing it willingly, it's just happening, anusa he against my will, since Higiyazman, you have to give me the zonos because I'm just anusa, I'm not doing it. Midas atzmi. Dr. Ramban, the Kevin Shetala li mizonos, nimza ha'onas l'chovoscha. Since you're mechuyev to give me mizonos, it turns out that the onus is to your detriment. Me'ata she'ia kesoda sholchoshin estachva. Because you're mechuyev to give me mizonos, so it's your bare muscle. Nistach vasotcha. And he says that's what Rashi means when he said, when he writes, El Shapir Rashi was Ochagoram, Kimayom, and he will tell us, Alecha Lozun, from today I'm mutal on you to feed, and therefore Mazal Hagoram. What's the Ramban saying? I think the answer is the Ramban is explaining exactly the way that we've explained in the Lishna Basa before. The Ramban is saying that he has not only to his ochos mishaloh. Why? Because the chalos nisuin occurred. May Adam mutel ani mutelas alech alos. And now you have a chiyuv to give me mizonos. There's a chiyuv that's chal here. It's not because of a knas. It's because there's a new reality. There's a nisuin here. That's a chiyuv on you. If it were only because of knas, so then if you're not a pusher, why should the chiyuv even be chal? No, the answer is it has nothing to do with knas. There's a chalos nisuin here. So you have a chiyuv to give mizonos. Unless there's an onus with Akanta de Rabbanan, where we say it's like Lohi Giasman, then there really is a chalos nisun and you're mechuyev to give mizonos. Once you're mechuyev to give mizonos, so then it doesn't matter that chol sahi. It doesn't matter that the ikov is mitzad me. That's the stach v'sadcha. That's your bad mazel. That's your bad mazel. That's why there's a chuyev to give mizonos. What's the other tzad that we don't say nestach v'salcha? If we don't say nestach v'salcha, so then she can't say it's your bad mazel. It's her bad mazel. It's her bad mazel. So if it's her bad mazel, even though me'ikar adin, he gives mavelun isu, should be a chalos nisu in the rabbanon. If chol sahi, the ikuv is mitzida, and we don't say nestach v'sadeyu, so then what might be the din? He doesn't have to give mizonos. Why? It's Higiyaz Man. Isn't there a Halos Nisuin?
No,
that could be the whole point. Meaning, if the Tain of Nistachva Sadeo doesn't apply, so then we view it as her bad mazel. If it's her bad mazel, then the Pshat could be that Chazal are not Misakin Halos Nisuin in such a case, even though it's Higiyaz Man. Chazal treat it like low Higiyaz Man. Just like if it honors Bitakata de Rabon, it's low Higiyaz Man, it's not Chalos Nisuin. The tzad of Chosa, the tzad in the Sovik of Chosa, he, according to the Lishna Basra, that he doesn't have to give mazonos, is that if you don't say Nistachva Sadeu, you don't say Mazol Hakram, but rather it's the bad mazel of the woman, so then we'll say maybe it's like low Higiyaz Man. Slow, he gets one. There's no chalos nisuin, so then you won't have to give his own notes. Okay, so this is the way to learn the first two sfeikas in the Lishna Bas. Okay, yes.
According to Rashi, in the last Rashi, if she got sick before the day of the nisuin was called, then he wouldn't be chayav to support her.
Within the Lishna Bas, sir?
It's only mehayom ani mutelas lachalazon, and then if some kind of ones happened. If the onus happened before that day, then...
I hear. Right. If the onus would happen before, so then the chalos nisuin had not taken place yet, so then... Really? But you think, Ahan? You think that Cholsa, he is only afterwards. Cholsa, the subject of Cholsa, he is afterwards. But if the Choli occurred before, if the Choli occurred, that's what it sounds like from Rashi, right? Is that what it sounds like from Rashi? But may Ayomani Matanos Alechalozun. Why isn't Cholsa he on the day of Higiyah's Man? No? On the day of Higiyah's Man, she's Becholi. So that means she was Becholi from before. But only if she's Becholi afterwards. Again. What are you trying to say?
Nisun is Chal, and then she got sick. So now it's her. Now she can claim Estapa Sadeo. But she can't claim Estapa Sadeo. She was sick before this.
The Lashon of Rashi Mehayom sounds like the Choli is on the day of Higiyah Zman. So what happened simultaneously? The stomach, she was a Chola from before.
She was just saying, in general,
from the time of Higiyah Zman.
That's when it's called. Mm-hmm.
From the time of Higiyah Zman. I don't know why there should be a difference whether she was Chola beforehand or Chola afterwards. Why should there be a difference? Right?
I'm saying it sounds like she's saying in general, like today would be the day that
Rami. Today would be the day, so therefore he's mechuyev, even if she was chala from beforehand, according to that side of the Gemara. I think so.
And the nisun can't be chal on the day where she's sick.
Why can't the nisun be chal? Because it's not shayach to be chal. No, but again, it's not shayach for them to get married, but midrabbana, maybe Chazal said that it is chal. That's the whole point. Midrabbana, Chazal said that after 12 months, the nisun are going to be chal.
No matter what.
So that's what she's saying, Mazal Chagaram. It's your bad Mazal. Great time.
Again, the suffix is if she can see Mistapa Sadeu, so then.
The Chalos Nisun is going to be Mechayev and Mizonos, and he doesn't have a time. If she can't say Mistapa Sadeu, so then there is no Chalos Nisun, so then he does have a time that he doesn't want to give him Mizonos.
So, the new Chiddush of this stage of the Gemara is. We just established that if it's his fault, so if it's his fault, so then we don't say that we say the Zman has been Magia. But now, what if it's her? It's her fault, right? Then we're trying to figure out if he's pushing off the.
Right. If the Zman is Magia, if it's her fault, right?
So if she can't say Nistach Bosadeidu, then what's that sad?
That sad is that it's her bad Mazel. So if it's her ben mazel, now the ikuv is because of the woman, so maybe we can say that if he's ready, the chasen is ready, then this idea that chazal ha-masakin, that the nisuin achal and mizachiv mezonos, that's only if the chasen is not ready, but if she's the one who's not ready, then that's her problem. So they it's as if lo higiyazma.
So if that's just why is posters on the next album, the first verse is Natsi Amalah?
Yeah.
So...
Any yachalitom the other have a mazala garam. The capital of Mifka the Afriya Peribia. That's on the tzad that she can say Nistach Pasadeo. Again?
No,
ain't a yachalitom the other have a mazala garam. It's all part of the kasha. And he gives it there. If she says Nistafa Sadeh, then he can't say Mazal Agar.
So it's the sound that she can't say Nistafa Sadeh. This just is not true. And what Tosfos is saying right now in the sound
is. Tosfos is irrelevant to this the discussion. But again, she can either say Nistafa Sadeh or not. Let's. On the sound that she can say Nistafa Sadeh, Tosfos is saying, why can't. He say that no, it's mazal agaram. So he gives you a reason why he can't say mazal agaram.
And on the side that she can't say nistach sadeu.
On the side that she can't what?
On the side that she can't say, she cannot say nistach sadeu.
Right. So then the reasons of Tosfos just for some reason are not going to apply. Right. Even though she's not mitzvah in the midst of peruvu, and even if. He can say mazal agaram. It's not nistachva sadeh. It's not nistachva. It's not mazal agaram. It's mazal agaram. Think about it. Okay, we'll talk about the details later. Okay, based on this yisod, we can explain another statement of Rashi. Or better yet, a comment that Tosfos makes Bedas Rashi. This is Tosfos on Bezam at Bezam, Bevas Lefikach. Is it any cooler in here with the door open? No, I didn't think so. This is the Lishna Kama, right? Cholavu Eino Mala Mazonis. It's on the Amud Beis, but it's really from the Amud Aleph. Koshelari. The Amar Bacho, Leit Zama Bidinu, Barach Nizonis Vishal Yavam, Lefarish, Yerushalmi Barach, Huadin Cholam. By Yavam, the Yerushalmi says, Barach, Huadin Cholam. Here in the Lishna Kama, we say that by Oros and Arusa, Eino Ma'ala Mazonas. It's the Chastira between the Yerushalmi and here, between the Yavam and the Oros. Do we say that Chol is Ma'ala Mazonas? You say it's not Ma'ala Mazonas. For Omeri, the Hasam Chol O'Baruch La'achashem Abedin, Shekhan Ischayel Abed Mazonas. Al-Hacha B'Chol HaKodem HaGozman. Says the Ri, maybe we can distinguish between the Yerushalmi and Agimar, between Oros and Yavam. By Yavam, we're talking about the Chola Ubarach after Amad Bedin. So the Chi of Mazonos has been Chal. But here, we're talking about the Chola before Hagazman Davidji. That's the way Tosfos understands, right? Chola before Hagazman, the Chi has not yet been Chal. So that's why the Lishna Kama says he doesn't have to give him Mazonos. What's pshat in the Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos? Well, what's he saying? Chola after, chola before. So I thought the Poshe pshat, again, this is within the Lishna Kama. Let's go back to the Birka Shmuel's understanding of the Lishna Kama. That it's all based on Knas. You could say Poshe. You could say that by Yavam, we're talking about Amar Bedin and then Barach, and then Chola. So what Yerushalmi is saying is that if it's already Amar Bedin, the Chiyuv has been Chal, the Knas has been Chal, even if later Chola, he's onus. He's not a poshe anymore. Then look, initially he was on a bedin and he didn't do the chalit, he didn't do the evil. But now he can't. So now he's paka onus. So maybe what Yerushalmi is saying is once the chiyav has been chal, he didn't knas, you can't wipe it away. Even if chola, even if he's onus later, it's not going to be wiped away. But here, if she's chola before Agazman, so then the chiyav. Mizonos midin knas. This is lishna kama, Rabosai. Lishna kama. The chiyuv midin knas has not been chal. The chiyuv v'igias mabul nisu has not been chal. So then he doesn't have to give him mizonos because if the chiyuv has not been chal and he's onos, so then it's not going to be chal because the knas is not going to be chal if he's an onos. That's how you can understand Yerushalmi according to Tosfos. Upakuntris pirei sham, but says Tosfos Rashi disagrees with that Yerushalmi. Rashi says, Davka Barach. We had this yesterday. Davka Barach Abacholalo. So Rashi doesn't say it beferish, but as many pointed out, Rashi in Yivamus Memalef Mabeis says, Barach. He does say the word Barach. Doesn't add Cholo. So from that, Tosis and Ksubas and Kuv Zayin is Medayeg, Davka Barach. Not Cholo. Davka Barach, not Cholo. What does that mean, Davka Barach, not Cholo? So it says, Tosfos. Rashi is arguing with the Yerushalmi. Rashi assumes that if Amad Bedin already, right, if first Amad Bedin and then Chola, Yerushalmi says if Amad Bedin and then Chola, the Chiyuv was already Chal, so Chola is not going to get rid of the Chiyuv. Even though if he's Chola, why should I give him a Knas? No, but the Knas has been Chal by Mishas Amad Bedin. Comes Rashi and says no. Admittedly, the chiyuv is chal mishas amad bedin, but if later he's chala, if he's honest later, then the chiyuv can fall away, can start and stop. It depends on the circumstance. That's machlokas Yerushalmi and Rashi. Do we say once the chiyuv has been chal, once the chiyuv of midin knas has been chal, it's never wiped away, even if later he's nenas? Do we say no? It's all a function. If he's ba'onis, then there can be a chiyuv midin knas. He's not bonus, and there will be a chiyuv in knas. That's what the Yerushalmi and Rashi are disagreeing about. So Tosfos just points out, a nira k'damashma the Yerushalmi. Not nira like Rashi, because the Yerushalmi says v'hu adin chola. Okay, machlokas Yerushalmi and the Rashi. But then Tosfos has a fascinating statement. Well, the perusha, according to Rashi, look, the Yerushalmi is not mashma like Rashi says Tosis, but you might say, forget the Yerushalmi for a moment. I'm kasha on Rashi. I don't understand what Rashi is saying. You might ask a kasha. What's the kasha? So Tosis says, first of all, I'll tell you right now, it's not a kasha. What would that kasha be? Don't ask from the Lishna Basra. We just explained Yerushalmi and Rashi according to the Lishna Kama. Says Tosis, don't ask on Rashi from the Lishna Basra. Again, Rashi, who learns that Amad Bedinu Barach is Barach Dafka and Nachala. Barach Dafka and Nachala. So you might ask from the Lishna Basra, Amaylo Poshit Lamehosam, why aren't we Poshit the Shail of the Lishna Basra from Yavam? By Yavam, we say that Chala is Eino Mala Mizonos, Dafka Barach, but Nachala, according to Rashi. Dafka Barach and not Chola. So why don't we say by Orus also that if Chola he doesn't have to give him his onos? Why don't we extrapolate from Yavam to Orus? Yes, Tosfos. According to Rashi, and Rashi holds that Chola lo. According to Yerushalmi, Chola is yes. But you, according to Rashi, that Chola lo. Maybe I should learn from Yavam to Orus that if Chola lo, if Chola by Yavam doesn't have to give him his onos, then by Orus shouldn't have to give him his onos either. Says Tosfos, that's not a kasha. There's no comparison. The Yishlomar Darusoso Agida Beitfei Miyavimto Kedamina Biyavamas Bekama Duchti. You can say that the Arusa is Agida Gabe is more connected to the Arus than the Yavama is to the Yavam. So therefore, the fact that Chola Lo by Yavam, the fact that Dafka Barak does he have to give his onus and not by Chola, would not tell me that by Arus Chola doesn't have to give his onus. Maybe by Yavam Shechola, there's no Chiyah Mezonos. But by Arus Shechola, there would be a Chiyah Mezonos. There's no way to extrapolate from Yavam to Arus. Because even if by Chola HaYavam, there's no Chiyah Mezonos, maybe by Chola Arus, there would be a Chiyah Mezonos. Agida Gabei Tfei. So the question is, what's going on over here? Right? What's going on? Why should Agida Beit Fei do anything? We just explained the whole idea of Chola related to Knas. Right? Chola means that he's Nenas, or Knas shouldn't be Shayach for him. So you have to ask yourself, if Amad Bedin, if the Chiyav has already been Chalmid in Knas, should it be wiped away just because he's Nenas later or not? Okay, Yerushalmi and Rashi. Comes Taizis and says, according to the Lishna Basra, listen up, not the Lishna Kam, according to the Lishna Basra, I don't ask Bedas Rashi, who wanted to say by Yavam. Don't ask that Rashi says that Yavam Amad Bedin. I the Achaka Chola is Eino Malam Mizonos. Don't try to extrapolate from Yavam to Oros to say that according to the Lishna Basra. Why is the Lishna Basra Mistapek by Oros Shechola whether he has to give Mizonos or not? If the Yavam doesn't have to give Mizonos by Chola after Amad Bedin, so the Arus also shouldn't have to give Mizonos. So comes Taiz and says, no. Arusoso Agida Beit Feya, obviously, right? You can't extrapolate from Yavam to Arus. Even if Yavam is not Chayv, Arus might still be Chayv. Why? If it's all based on a Knas, and Chola who, if he's Nenas, he shouldn't be subject to that Knas. It should be exactly the same. What's the answer? Exactly! That's my point. What do you want to have me? Tais is saying, don't ask, because that's not how the Lishna Basra is learning. Right? The tzad that we're saying that the Oros, even if Chol is Chayav to give Mizonos, is that the Chiyav of Igiyas Mavel Onisu, Ochlos Mishalo, is not Midin Knas. It's because of Nisu and the Rabbanon has been Chal. So that's why the suffix of the Lishna Basra is Blat V'Chalak. It's great. Of course there's a possibility that the Oros is going to be Chayiv, even if Chola, because I don't care that he's Nenas. The only situation where Ones plays a role is if your Chiyiv is Midin Knas. By Yavam, even Rashi holds that the Chiyiv is Midin Knas, remember? By Yavam, everyone says that the Chiyiv is Midin Knas. So then you have the Pilpul. Right? By Amar B'din Ubarach, definitely has the Chiyiv Midin Knas. If he was Chola before Amad Bedin, then the whole Amad Bedin is not going to be. They're not going to be Amad Bedin. If he's Nenas, they're not going to be Amad Bedin. He's not going to be Chai. If Amad Bedin, then he was Chala, that's Machlokas Yerushalmi and Rashi. Do we say that once the Chiyuv was Chal Midin Knas, it's going to be wiped away? Is it going to be wiped away if he's Nenas later, or is it not going to be wiped away when he's Nenas later? But Yavam, the Chiyuv to give Mizonos is only Midin Knas. There's no connection to the Lishna Basra. Rashi learned that the Lishna Basra, the Sofek in the Lishna Basra, the Tzad in the Lishna Basra to say that the Orus is Mechuyim to give Mizonos if he's Chala, that's because we're not working with Knas. If he has Ravel and Nisu, Ochos Mishalo, is because in Nisu and Rabbanav has been Chal. If that's the case, there's more of a reason to say that the Orus is Chayav to give Mizonos than the Yavam, because Arusaso Agida Beit Fei. Right? The relationship between an Arusa and an Oris is more significant than a Yavama with a Yavam. We know that. Right? As the Gemara says in Laftzad Yavam, the Gemara in Yavama is called Mahogas Rav and Shmuel. What happens if a Yavama is Mizana? Bishah Zika, before the Yavam. She's Mizana. Is she Asura to the Yavam? Mahogas Rav and Shmuel. Mahogas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that a Yavama is Ka'eshes Ish, and Shmuel says that a Yavama is not Ka'eshes Ish. Rav says that just like by an Ashes Ish, she's Mizana Tachas Baila, she's Asura to him. So too, if the Yavama is Mizana Bishah Zika, she's Asura to the Yavama. Rav says just like by an Ashes Ish, Ein Kiddush and Tosin by Ashes Ish, no one else can marry the Ashes Ish. If someone else gives Kiddush to the Ashes, it's meaningless. So too, if a Yavama accepted Kiddush from someone else, it's meaningless. That's Rav Shita. Yavama is Ka'eshes Ish. But Shmuel says no. Kiddusha could be Tovsin the Yavama. Lashuk. If she's Mizana Tachas the Yavam, he still can do Yibam with her. She didn't do the right thing, but he still can do Yibam. It's not Ka'eshes Ish. You see, it's not so clear that the Yavama is Ka'eshes Ish. It's not clear that the relationship between the Yavama and the Yavam is like a relationship of Kiddushin. It's not clear she's a full Ashes Ish. Zog Taisvis, Arusoso Agida Beit Fei. The Arusa is Agida. She is connected to the Arus. If she's connected to the Arus, then we understand why the Lishna Basra entertained the possibility that maybe there should be a Chiyuv Zonos. You know why? If the Arusa is already connected to the Arus, so then it makes sense that by Higiyas Man Velo Nisu, Chazal would consummate the Nisuin. They'll say, Midrabbana, we treat them as though they're Nisuin, that the Nisuin was completed. Why? Because there's a strong relationship from before. But by the Yavam and the Yavam, since it's not Agida Be'kalkal, it's not as strong a relationship, then the only reason to be Mechayev the Yavam in Mizonos is Midin Knas. Not because there's a Chalos Nisuin here. It's just Midin Knas. So that's why, even if by Yavam Rashi was willing to say that if Chola, Amar Bedin V'Chola, is there a Chiyuv Mizonos or not? No Chiyuv Mizonos Jana, right? Even if there's no Chiyuv Mizonos, that's because the Chiyuv Mizonos by Yavam is Midin Knas, number two for two, right? But by Oros, within the Lishna Basra, the possibility that the Oros is going to be Chayav Mizonos, even if Chola, is what? Not because of Knas, but rather because there's a Chalos Nisuin. So, therefore, there can be a Chiyuv, even if he's Chola, even if he's Nenas. It shouldn't matter. There still can be a Chiyuv.
Why
can
you say it's also referring to Knas, just by an Arusa, it's like Gidebe, today?
So what does Agidebe have anything to do with the Knas?
The stakes are much higher, even if he's Chola.
The stakes are higher, so therefore we should consider him, but he's Nenas. So he's Nenas.
Not consider him, he should pay.
Now, we're trying to explain...
That ties into Knas also, by...
So the stakes are higher, so therefore, if Chola, he should have to pay, even though
it's Daito, he was Kona or so.
Okay, that's great, but he's Nenas. So if he's Nenas, and the whole Chiyuv Mizonos is only within Knas, why should he be Mechuyev to pay? Why should we force him to pay? The stakes are higher, great. Stakes are higher. I don't care that the stakes are higher. You gotta look at the nature of the halacha. If the halacha is based on Knas, and it's not his fault, so why should we force him to pay? Moshar?
Within the Im Hakshos, what's the halavina that you would learn out from Yavamos? We're assuming that.
You say, why can't I learn Oris from Yavam? What's the difference? If by Yavam Chola
is Knas.
If by Yavam, forget Knas for a moment. If by Yavam Chola is not Chayav to give Mizonos, then by Oris Chola shouldn't be Chayav to give Mizonos either. And that's the Lishna Kama.
Why wouldn't she? Oh,
you want to start?
I'm saying that
Knas.
Who says the Lishna? Then we said no one would say the Lishna Basra would be Knas.
Like, no one would say
the Lishna Basra. She just said that the question is not Knas, but it's...
He's saying, what was Tosfos thinking the Lishna Basra was saying?
Yeah, How would they, the Shemats, ever see that? No.
So you're saying, what's the Havamina of the Kash of Tosis? Tosis was interpreting the Lishna Basa differently, so he said, don't explain. But clearly, in the Teretz of Tosfis, he's explaining Lishna Basa exactly what we've explained to him. You're saying, what's the Havamina?
He's explaining the same way as Lishna Kama.
I guess the Pshat is Tosis is asking Akashi, if you look at the Lishna Kama, you look at the Gemara and Yevomis, and you don't, you're not Ma'ayin, if you don't read the Birka Shmuel in Ksubis, so you're not going to be Ma'ayin. You'll say, well, I have Oris here, I have Yavim there. Why is there a distinction between the two? He says, no, you have to look at the Lomdus of the Lishna Basra. And if you look at the Lomdus, you'll see that there's no, you know, never the twain shall meet. They're not the same. I guess that's the Pshat. Eitan?
First of all, what is Tosfos Shita regarding Yavomis? Does he agree that it's a
Knas
over there, or does he think that it's
Yishas? Well, Tosan Kovzayan quotes Rashi, and then he disagrees about that. He's saying he disagrees with Rashi. So he doesn't say Knas yet, but Tosan's trying to explain Rashi.
Yeah, so, I know.
So within his Kash, he's still trying to explain Rashi.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying there's the Gan Ramon.
Okay, that's a different question.
It's probably that he thinks that it's Yishas, because that's why he disagrees with Rashi. Mm.
No, I think the pshat is, as we explained before, that he says once the chiyuv was chal b'shas hamada b'din, so then it doesn't fall away even if he's nenas late. Even if he's nenas later.
What's hamada
b'din? Hamada b'din means that the yavama brings the yavam to bezin and says, not fair. He's not doing something for me.
So bezin
then puts a knas on him. They say, I'm sorry.
Yes.
The mechayiv. You can't make him do anything. They can ask him. They can say, oh chalot, oh knos. But they'll say, but I'll tell you something, pal. You have to give mizonos no matter what, right? You have to give mizonos. If you're koneser, then of course you're going to have to give mizonos. But until you do chalitza, you're going to have to give mizonos. You want to do chalitza? No problem. Do chalitza right now. Until you do chalitza, you're going to have to give mizonos. So they're constant him now. He walks out of Bezdin and chola. He gets terribly sick. Right? He wasn't planning on doing chalitza, and now suddenly gets sick. Let's say he doesn't walk out of bed. Let's say he's fine for a week, he doesn't want to do anything, and then he's chalim. So he was chayav to give mizonos, but now he's nenas. Is he mechuyav still to give mizonos?
So Rashi says that you don't have to anymore. It's like a break in the knas.
Yes. Rashi would say that if Amma Bidinu Baras, then he's Mechleiv to give Mizonos. But if Chola, even if Chola Acharka, you have to say that if not, then there's no Machlokas Yerushalmi and Rashi, according to Tosfos. Rashi seems to be saying that even if there's a break, even if he was Chayav initially, and then he was Chola, then he's not going to be Chayav because he was Neras Libesov. This question, whether Higiyas Ravel on Isu, Ochos Mishalo, is based on Yisu and Rabbanan, Chalos Nisuin are based on Knas. There are many who have pointed out that this is an explicit Machlokas Rishon. We've been medayek from lots of Rashis and Tosfosim. I think it's Taka Meduyik. The Birka Shmuel is the Yukim here in the Shita Mekubetz. It's Taka Meduyik in the Sugya. But there are many Achronim who point out that this is an almost explicit Machlokas Rishon. What do I mean? The Ritva of Daphne Zion has a fascinating comment. On that mission. Ochos mishalov, ochos mishuma, yigiyazman, what does the Ritva say? Page 1 of the packet. Perish, she ocheles, v'chayvim zonoseh, v'vod v'kusu pranosa, ki'ilu nichnas alochupa. She gets mizonos, and he has to give her ksus, he has to give her pranosa, ki'ilu nichnas alochupa. Those are magic words in the Ritva. It's like nichnas alochupa, that's why! Right? Ocheles, v'chayvim zonoseh, ki'ilu nichnas alochupa. Zog the Ritva, who gam kein zochem siyasu masi adeo. Says the Ritva, there's a tit for tat. It goes both ways. Nisuin has obligations that come along with it, and they have rights and privileges too. The husband gets the masi adayim, he gets the mitziah of his wife. Dr. Ritva, we don't just go halfway. It's not just that he's chayav in his onus and ksus and panos, he gets the masi adayim and the mitziah too. Chiyuvim. But also Zechuyos. Why? Ki'ilu nichnas alochupa. It's as if they're married once Higiyas Mangalon Yisrael. Comes the Shita Mekovetzis and Ksubis. Zayin Amabeis, that Sugi will be had to Tosfos. And he quotes the Ra'or. He disagrees. The Ra'or is Medayik from the Sugya. We're not learning that Sugya on Kuzayin. He's Medayik from the Sugya. Ve'ocham Ashmedeinu Zochev Masa Yodea Achetinoselo. Yavam is not zochin in the Masi Adayim until actual Nisuin. V'chein adin barusa zok the Ra'ah, v'avah b'kei chayav mizonoseh. Zokter Rav from the Sugi, it sounds like the Yavav is not Zokh in the Masiya Daim. V'chein Barusa, by Yigiyaz Mavalonisu, he's not Zokh in the Masiya Daim. He's Chayiv in the Mazonos, but he doesn't get the Masiya Daim. What's the Ra'ah saying? Ra'ah is saying, Yigiyaz Mavalonisu, Okos V'shaloh, is not because of a Chalos Nisu with the Rabbanon, rather it's because of Knas, so the Masiya Daim will not go to him, we don't give him the Zuchuyos, we simply give him the Knas that he has to give his Zonos. But the Ritva assumes that it is a chalos nisu, and that's why he gets the Masiya Daim, he gets the Metzia, he gets the Zechuyos, he doesn't simply get the Chiyuv. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to hear.